coming up on the Emulate This podcast. We're taking a road trip on our hypothetical segment. Each one of us are taking a journey across the country to sunny San Diego to go surfing. We have to pick three characters to join us on the voyage. And then later, we're going to review Thrash Rally for the Neo Geo. All right, let's start the show. Episode number 11 of the Emulate This podcast, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania.
That's an interesting number.
11. It sounds so right.
But it feels so wrong.
That's right. That's right. Gentlemen, how are you doing? Rory, what's up?
Feeling fine.
Mike.
Confident.
Shut up, fat ass.
I'm good, I guess, yeah.
Eric.
I'm fucking damn Skippy.
Grumpy Old Men. Is that what that was from, Mike?
Yes.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
No, me neither.
It's got a great line.
A line?
Well, that one.
That one is terrific, yeah.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite parts as a kid in that movie is when Jack Lemmon was fucking with the remote. And he was changing the TV.
Walter Matthau was fucking with the remote.
Oh, is it Walter
with
Matthau?
Jack Lemmon,
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was funny.
There was a second movie, wasn't there?
Yes, Grumpier.
Grumpier Old Men, right. Was it a third?
Yes, Grumpiest.
No, I don't believe so. I think one of them died.
Oh.
To that point.
Mm. Yeah, I think Jack Lemmon died first, which I didn't think was going to happen.
I would have taken
Walter Matthau. No, he didn't die in the movie.
In the movie,
no,
didn't he have a heart attack?
Burgess Meredith. Oh, he does have a heart attack, but he doesn't die.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's been a while.
For a while, like when I used to play video games, I used to put my name as Walter Matthau because I thought it was funny. That's a true story. That's a true story.
When you used to play video games?
Well, you know, like the games required your names.
Oh,
I see.
I was going to say, because you still play video games. A lot.
I would like to play a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
My time
Do you play every day?
No, I wish I could.
Damn.
I'm trying to balance stuff. I want to watch so much TV.
Right, dude. There's so much shit that I feel like I need to watch, and I can't balance the two at all.
I want to watch football. I want to watch some movies and TV shows that people keep recommending. I want to work on my pie.
I started watching a show on Netflix, Glow. Have you seen Glow? Mark Maron.
The wrestling.
It's like women's wrestling. Yeah. Mark Maron's like the... he's trying to make a TV show of women's wrestling in the 80s.
Okay.
Mark Maron's hysterical in the show. Yeah, he's really funny, but it's on Netflix.
He's like a, I don't want to say he's like Jerry Seinfeld, because he's not like Jerry Seinfeld, but like I'm not really a big fan of his stand-up.
Yeah.
But his show's pretty good.
Oh, Maron.
You know what I mean? Maron.
It's a really good show.
Because I'm like that with like Jerry Seinfeld. I'm not a huge fan of his stand-up, but his show's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Mark Maron.
I got shit I got to watch. I want to see Mr. Robot. I haven't watched that. Everybody talks about
it. I haven't seen it either.
Christian Slater? How great that is.
Is that with Christian Slater?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I thought it might be.
Yeah. I only know the one guy, the Egyptian guy.
It's him and Dave Coulier. I believe.
Cut it out.
Okay, I'm thinking of something different.
You're making shit up. Joey Gladstone is not in that.
No, okay.
Guys, we have a good show on tap. We're going to do hypothetical scenarios. We haven't done that in a while. This time, we're going to go on a road trip.
Oh.
To sunny San Diego.
Well, we did a road trip not too long ago on the Oregon Trail. Different kind of road trip.
This is a more modern road trip.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to San Diego.
Oh, sunny
and go
San
surfing.
Diego, California.
And you guys been to San Diego?
Yes.
In real life?
Yes.
Eric, you have?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
I've been there.
It's beautiful.
I like to go.
It's nice, man.
I like to go to the zoo and the beach.
One of the few places where... the water is actually warm in the Pacific, because the Pacific's actually pretty cold.
Yeah, that's what
I
hear.
You would think that it wasn't, because it's fucking California, but it's actually pretty cold there.
We went to the
Hotel Del Coronado, which is like this fancy schmancy place, but my aunt lived there, and she's like, we'll just walk in like we belong. Just walk in like you belong, grab a towel, and we'll go sit by the pool. They won't say anything to us, and goddamn it, she was right.
They didn't care.
Yeah, like movie stars stay there and shit. That's awesome. We just walked in like we belong, grabbed a towel, went to the pool, fucking hanging out on the beach. They never said a word to us.
They probably thought you were the guy from Entourage.
I doubt that.
I think no, I was not like, that guy, the
I
other
was like
guy.
14 or 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And later on in the show, we're going to review the top-down racer Thrash Rally for the Neo Geo.
Love it.
Cool. I love this game. It's a go-to game to kill time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like it. How about some Odyssey? I keep dropping the mouse. It's driving me nuts.
You're going to like pause the podcast. I know it.
Or erase it.
Erase it mid-show.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Odyssey. And Rory, what have you been playing?
I always get called on first.
No, I go to Eric a lot.
You do.
Because he's on my right. But
well, interesting. What
not
I've
really. You go to Rory first.
You go to a lot.
I might.
I do have some breaking news.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Get to that. New soundboard. There we go.
There it is.
Good job.
Gotcha. I resumed Dark Souls 3.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes. Here we go. What do you got?
I beat the boss. For the
did
first
you?
Level.
And how did it feel?
I did him another five times. Well, first of all, I deleted my wizard because that was
smart.
A mistake.
Smart.
Yeah. Big mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
So I picked the knight.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the life ring, and I'm cheesing people left and right.
There you go.
So it takes me back. I'm right up the guy's ass.
Right.
I'm hitting him with not a butter knife. I'm hitting him with a steak knife.
Better.
And I'm just swinging away at all the animations. I'm literally always staring at his ass like I'm trying to butt fuck him.
Right. That's your thing. We know that's your thing.
I'm not going to try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear little, you. Maybe someday. Little, it's on the bucket list.
It's on the bucket list?
Yeah, maybe
little,
someday.
Little prison.
You can give me a few pointers.
Little prison with the stone man.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat him.
Okay.
Five times, and then I beat him.
Right.
And I did not throw my controller and go, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck
no,
yeah.
No, you weren't happy, huh?
I was very disappointed.
Why?
Here we go.
You're full shit. God. We're not doing this. This is going to take the whole show. We're going to fight the whole show over this.
Without rehashing too much of previous dialogues on this topic.
Of why you're a little bitch.
I do not find... Well, I beat him.
Oh, you beat one fucking guy. Good for you, Roy.
I beat the game.
No, you didn't.
Well, I declared victory. I told you. Okay. My plan. I put up the mission
accomplished
banner.
Where's your flight
banner,
suit? Where's your fucking
put
flight
on the flight suit?
Suit
and I declared victory.
Mm-hmm.
I, again, beat the boss and my... It's not a sense of accomplishment. It's a, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Oh, God.
I'm not enjoying it.
So don't play it.
I'm not going to. I'm done. I told you I declared victory. I won.
Okay.
I am now the Mr. King of Dark Souls.
So there's nothing that makes you want to keep playing, huh?
Very little. You know what I really hate? You beat the boss.
Hard games.
You do the bonfire. Mm-hmm. You can't level up. You have to go through the fucking mist, and then you got to fight like another eight guys, go to the church, and then... Then you can level up.
So easy. It's the very beginning of
the game. I don't
want to
do it. I don't want to do it.
All right. Don't do it. Don't come on here and bitch about it anymore.
Right. No. I'd like to talk about this a little more.
I got
to
do what I got to do.
Jesus. All right.
So do you hate this game?
I'm not a fan of any.
A lot of people hate it.
I'm not a fan of any of them. I've played now all of them, other than Bloodborne. I don't have the platform. And I have the same feeling for all of them. I quit them. The other ones, I rage quit them. This one, I apathy quit it.
This is the easiest one.
Apathy quit it.
Apathy quit.
And that should be a sign to the people at From Software that this does not intrigue me. So you should be.
Yeah. Oh, no, they make games just for you, Rory.
You should be
I know
ashamed.
When they're making a game, they're like, I wonder if fucking Rory likes this or not. That's why we're going to make this game.
I wonder if that handsome guy on the podcast,
yeah.
I wonder if this will make him enthused. And it does not. They mm-hmm. failed. I can't. I don't care about the lure. I
that's
don't care
fine.
About the world. I don't care about the gameplay. I really hate having to click the right stick constantly. To like look at people, that really gets on my nerves.
Oh, you're fucking reaching, dude.
I'm not reaching.
You're really. Oh, having to hit a button. Hitting a button sucks. God, so hard.
No.
So hard to hit the fucking button, man.
There's a difference between hitting a button.
I can't do this anymore.
Hit the bell again, Mike. There's a difference between.
Oh, here we go. Oh no, get that sound. Oh my God.
Here we go.
Oh my God, listeners, Eric just punched Rory in the face. Just knocked him out. Jeez, Rory.
It's an improvement to his face. In my defense,
I do not like games. It's not
he's
just hitting
reaching.
A button.
Listen to him. Reach.
I'm not reaching.
You are.
No. I have T-Rex hands. I don't got to reach. I don't got to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's right here. It's just like Jurassic Park.
Alligator arms. That's what.
I don't need any of that.
Thought you never get your wallet out at the bar.
The
can't reach it.
Doesn't get his wallet out anywhere.
My ladies are right. Buying me drinks. Remember that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, like, again, people that haven't played the game, the attacks are the R1 and R2. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want that. I want them to be the regular face buttons. I'm
sure you can remap that.
I don't want to. I can't, the excuses just keep piling up.
Remember,
I have ladies at the bar that are waiting.
Yeah, you're giving.
I don't have time.
Then have them reprogram the fucking controls for you since it's so hard.
They're not good with that.
It's so hard to hit the arch. It's so hard to hit a button.
I don't.
Can't do that.
From Software, you should be ashamed. That's all I'm
going to say.
You take that back, Walter Matthau. We're not Fallout anymore.
All right, how about you?
All right, so I picked up the new Call of Duty, World War II. Mm-hmm. It is popular to shit on Call of Duty because, you know, people think they put one out every year. It's just reskinned. And sometimes it is. But this one's cool because it goes back to the World War II thing.
Yeah.
And like I was talking about last show with the fucking jetpacks, I hate that shit. It doesn't belong in Call of Duty, and I'm glad it's gone. It'll probably be back in the next game, but I'm glad it's gone. I have not touched the campaign yet on account of I'm still playing Assassin's Creed Origins. I haven't finished that, and I got a thing where I can't start one campaign if I'm in the middle of the other. So I've just been playing online with some friends.
How is it?
It's fun. The controls are real tight. Everything, the hitbox is reaction time. All really good. The only thing is the maps. There are only 9 of them, and I don't feel like they're that great. There's not a whole lot of back doors and stuff and sniping. I'm not really a sniper, but like just hit a guy from a window running. I'm not really a big fan of the maps. I'm not sure what it is about them, but I just haven't really got into them.
What are the online modes in that game?
So they have a regular deathmatch where you're 2 teams. 8-on-8. You have 7 guys in your team, and then you play against 8 other guys. So it'll be the Allies versus the Germans, you know. Also, there's demolition, or there's like capture the flag, where you have to get a flag, take it to the base, you know, if your team takes it there. Then there's search and destroy, where you have to take the bomb to the enemy team's, whatever it is, base, I guess, and blow it up. It's pretty much the same. Okay. You get killed and you're out of it. So it's really down to one guy to pull it off in the end, usually 1v1. But, yeah, there's a lot of game modes. I pretty much play Team Deathmatch, and I play Search and Destroy. They're pretty much my games.
I look forward to playing it. I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. But you're more of a campaign guy, you said, right? You're not really into the... So I can't speak on the campaign yet. I haven't played it. They're usually pretty good, the campaigns. Call of Duty
campaigns. I hope so.
Doesn't have Josh Duhamel or Duhamel?
It does? What, is one of the voices?
I'm not sure.
He's like the main sergeant who yells at you the whole time.
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure.
He's the guy that married Fergie, and I don't think they're together anymore.
Oh. I have no idea who that person is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he used to be on a show.
I know you're talking about.
No, I never heard the name.
No?
I'm really out of it, though. I'm an old man.
He's an actor. I don't know what he's in.
Know any of this stuff.
He might be in... I don't know.
Okay.
He was on a TV show.
Okay. Anyway, I played the zombie mode too, and I don't know. I just don't think Sledgehammer does the zombies as good as Treyarch.
Okay.
I think Treyarch does the zombies better, and this just, I don't know. It's not bad. It gets dull real quick, though, the zombies. I usually get into it and try to do the Easter egg and stuff, and for whatever reason, I can't be bothered.
All right. I've been waiting a while for a World War II game to come out, so how's the atmosphere and everything?
Really cool.
The weapons.
The weapons are awesome.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not like a joke.
Okay.
Where like you have like ridiculous like pink tiger skins on the fucking guns and shit, or fucking a crazy sniper scope. I mean, they have them, but nothing that you wouldn't feel fits into the time period. So far, from what I've seen, it's all legitimate. So it's not like goofy or anything. It feels pretty authentic.
I feel like this game could get me back into shooters because it's World War II.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's that kind of, then like I said, the new rage is the fucking jetpack thing, and every game doesn't need a fucking jetpack.
Exactly.
So I think when you were playing those, you were going, I'm not into this
anymore. They all felt the same.
Right, and I think the reason for that, especially for you, because that's how I kind of felt, is every fucking game has a jetpack. I don't fucking need that in my fucking first-person shooter anymore. I want a fucking, you know, boots-on-the-ground experience, and that's kind of what it's like.
All right, cool. I look forward to getting that game.
Yeah.
This week, I've been playing Katamari. On the PlayStation 3.
Got a ma.
I'll tell you what. That game can be very frustrating. It seems simple and hokey-dokey at first.
They didn't de-Japanese it. Like, it's really over the top.
Yeah. Mm. When you talk to the kings?
He's your father.
Right. And you feel so ashamed of yourself when you can't create a star and you do not get enough material.
Mm.
you feel like a piece of shit.
He judges you.
He definitely, yeah, he does. He judges you, talks
you. You did not make a big enough ball.
I've never played this.
And you feel very small.
What sort of a game is it? I've never even heard of it.
It's a game where you basically, you're in a room full with a bunch of junk. It can be food, toys.
You're an alien spaceman.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And you roll, everything sticks to whatever you're rolling. It's like a snowball. Picture a snowball. It starts off small.
Okay.
And then you're in this room, and anything you roll over, you pick it up.
Okay.
But you can only pick up stuff that's a certain size. You can't go too big.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Once.
Yeah, until you stage up.
The point of the game is to build a bigger and bigger ball to get to the mass of a star.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
and then what happens?
It's timed. It's frenetic.
Right.
It's crazy. There's shit happening all around you. It's a physics-based clusterfuck. I believe there's like four or five Katamari.
So wait, if you get to this... The star, is that what you said?
Well, you want to make the size of a star.
Mm-hmm.
The ball gets massive. It's ridiculous.
And the controls take a while.
Is that the end of the game when you get to that?
No, they're levels.
There's individual levels.
Okay.
The controls are odd because they're almost like tank controls, sort of.
Yes.
Where you have to use both joysticks. But you have to roll this ball around. It's frustrating.
The whole time, it's frustrating. But, you know, the whole time I'm playing it, I'm smiling. Like, it's fucking...
You are.
Not, yeah. It's so colorful, and everything's happy. It's so Japanese. Like,
yeah.
Think about the weird Japanese commercials you see.
Right.
Like,
right.
On the internet. Yeah. And it's like that the whole time. It's just like flashing.
It's hard to explain it to people that have never played it, because they look at you like you're fucking nuts.
Calamari. What is it
Calamari.
Called?
Calamari. When do you fight the giant squid? When do you make calamari out of it? Where you deep fry it?
It's got cheerful music.
Not a big fan of Calamari.
No?
Done right. And I hate Dark Souls 3, too.
Hit the bell!
Katamari, Katamari's a time-killing game, so if you want to kill a half hour, just start rolling up
I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. It's fun. It's on PS3. Mm. Is it on anything else?
Well, there is one for the 360, but I believe it's expensive.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember the name. It's like... Something Katamari. I can't
remember.
It can't
be more than $60.
Oh, it's less than that. But it's for a game that's like 7 years old. They want a nice amount for it.
Hmm.
But there's like two for the PlayStation. There's a couple probably for the PSP. It's a well-known PlayStation franchise.
Can't believe I haven't
heard of it. You're just in a room and there's a bunch of shit laying around and you're rolling up shit.
K-A?
K-A.
Yeah, K-A.
K-A-T-A-M-A-R-I.
There's some t-shirts here. I survived beautiful Katamari.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Beautiful Katamari.
How about it?
It's beautiful Katamari.
Got to be cool.
But, it's a fun game. So if you haven't played it, check it out.
You want to talk about frustrating?
Yes.
Let's talk about a little game called Dark Souls.
I think we had enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the road trip, gentlemen.
Okay.
Hypothetical scenario.
That's right. On this road trip, you had to fill a car to go across country, because we live on the East Coast. We live Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You need to drive across country to San Diego.
Oh, you know what? That changes everything. So what if we were going across country from San Diego to dreary New Jersey? Would that change your characters?
Not me.
So basically, you're going to pile a bunch of people in a car, and you're going to go surfing. That's your destination, but it's about the journey, though.
Yes.
It's not about the destination.
I couldn't give a shit about the surfing. It's got nothing to do with that for me.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So
we actually had a big argument during our planning session about the surfing line.
Well,
I said, why do they need to be surfing? It doesn't matter what they're doing.
Well,
did you bring up an alternative
reason to drive across country. So
yes.
Court.
You know?
We don't need
a
reason.
Court date.
We don't need it.
You ever drive to the West Coast?
You're going to go see the Taylor Swift concert.
That's right. So who wants to go first?
I don't give a shit.
All right, go ahead.
So 3,000 miles. Well, first person I'm taking is Link, because dude's got maps, right? Dude's got maps, and he probably knows where all the hidden shit is, all the good barbecue.
Right.
You know what I mean? All the good barbecue spots and titty bars on the way.
Well, why would he know all the good barbecue spots?
Because he's fucking, he's got a map, Mike. He's got maps that tell him where all the good shit is.
But if he's not into barbecue, he wouldn't give a shit.
I'm into barbecue. Everyone else is into barbecue. If he's gonna like barbecue.
So you set the tone.
I'm the mayor.
I thought you just said that. It's totally just, fucking in my head.
You just provoked me so that you could play that. That's all that was. You were poking the bear. So you get me all riled up. Fuck, this trip sucks already.
He's fucking gotta have a compass.
Link doesn't know where the barbecue is, but fuck. Right. Moving on.
I'm sorry.
Moving on. We are taking, and I put her in my list a lot, but we're taking Lara Croft.
Oh,
because Lara Croft is filthy rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason. So she's going to get the...
Oh, she'll have Daddy's credit card.
Yeah.
Easy Pass.
Yeah. She's going to have Lincoln.
Do they have Easy Pass on the West Coast?
We don't need Easy Pass. We're fucking rolling in it. Right. Who cares about Easy Pass?
All right.
We got so much money, we don't need Easy Pass.
Yeah, sure, so we're going to get... She don't need them.
The Lincoln Navigator... limo.
Ooh. Oh, you're taking
we're taking the limo with the swimming pool in the back.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Okay, with the hot tub in the back. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be her car. She's paying for it, though. We're going to go all the fancy restaurants. Link's going to get us there. She's going to pay for it.
All right.
We'll stay at the finest hotels.
Man,
all on Daddy's dime, right? And, you know, one of those hotel bars at night, maybe she'll get drunk enough to let me have sex with her.
Oh.
Probably not. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not likely.
She'll probably bang. That's a, why would she bang?
But you know what this is?
She's going to bang Link? I'll kick Link's ass.
Well, who's the third one in your car?
Okay.
She might bang that.
Oh, wow. She's...
Okay.
Wow.
Getting along now.
Right to the point here.
You think she's going to have sex with an elf? Is that what you're telling me? Over me? I'll kill myself.
I believe he's a Hylian.
He's a Hylian elf. he sucks. He's nothing without that. He doesn't have the sword or the shield or the magic.
He's nothing without the map.
They're both adventurers.
He's a map.
He's
a map.
Ryan, stop blowing my chances with Lara Croft.
Wouldn't it just piss you off if you found out that he took the map and the compass to barbecue with Lara Croft?
Oh my God.
Didn't take you.
Oh my God.
You're sitting in a limo all alone?
Enraged.
Yeah.
Enraged.
Then they took the raft back. Oh my God.
You guys are killing me. This was going to be a lot of fun, and now you're fucking with me. Okay, so my third guy, Ryan, is Conker from Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh,
interesting. Right?
Because he's a drunken squirrel who smokes and curses.
Perfect.
You don't think we're going to have fun with that guy on the way to fucking... Oh, we're going to have fun with that guy on the way to surfing.
Oh, man.
So
3,000 miles, though.
Oh, he's going to be a riot.
He's drunk when you pick him up.
Fucking laugh
riot. It might be fun for like the first 100 miles.
Yeah,
maybe. And then you're throwing him in the trunk.
Maybe. So I'm just gonna imagine me and Lara and Link and Conker all on a beach chair, laying on the beach, soaking up the sun. You know what I mean? We can surf. Maybe we surf. Right. Maybe we don't. I don't really care.
Are you taking turns driving?
No, we have a driver. Somebody drives the limo because Lara's full of fucking...
Oh, you got a driver?
Riches. Yeah, fucking jeez, right. Because Lara's loaded.
That changes everything. That's so now, who's your driver?
The driver?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
I hadn't even thought of that. Make it somebody I don't like. Wario. Wario can drive. And we'll never talk to him. We just put the thing up. The window
it's
up.
It's a limo. Get in.
Ah, it's me at the driver. Fuck him.
We'll be good.
I'm not going to crash.
We need fuel. Fill up.
So, yeah, that should be a good time. And it was really a good time in my mind, though. Y'all fucking shit on it.
Wow.
But that's okay.
Well, that's what we're here for.
I appreciate
reality.
Friends,
is this a reality check?
Friends like
these. Did you make it to San Diego?
Did we make it? Yeah, it was like the Oregon Trail. We made it. We made it to San
Anybody
Diego.
Anybody die?
Nobody, yes.
No one got dysentery?
No, yeah. Link did. They're trying to jump on my girl.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust Conker, though. He's all fucked up. He might tell you to go fuck off one day.
I don't care about him. I'll like, step on his little
fuck
ass.
Fuck off, Eric. I'm going to go bang Laura.
That's fine. He ain't banging Laura.
I do like the reboots of the Tomb Raider. Just to bring it back to an actual video game discussion.
You mean like the new ones?
Yes.
No, they're really good, yeah.
And I do like the great redesign action adventure of her character versus like the polygonal...
Like,
Anna's polygon.
Her tits got smaller, actually, in the newer games.
She looks better overall.
Agree.
Even though she's
she doesn't
busty,
look ridiculous.
A nice model.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
I'd
models...
I'd like to know who it's based on. Like the actual woman that I'm sure that it's based on.
Oh, yeah. Like to meet her.
I don't know, man.
Google.
You're going into a weird spot with this, but yeah. I would like to see just the pic. Like, you know the splash screen for GTA 5?
Yeah.
The blonde woman?
It's supposedly based on...
I don't know her name, but like there's a woman.
The redhead girl.
I knew you were talking about.
She tried to sue.
No. You're thinking of Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she tried to sue. It's not based on her.
But they showed a picture of a woman that looks exactly like the woman that's on that splash screen.
Yes.
And they said that's who it's based off, which is probable. I mean,
yeah, it's a porn arrogant. Star or something, right?
I don't know, but she's a very attractive lady too. But I can't remember her name. It doesn't matter. But like,
irrelevant.
But you know, like, what matters?
A lot of
though?
Them are based on
right actual
people.
Women.
So I'd be curious to see who the Lara Croft model is.
Yeah, I would too.
You know what I'm curious about, Rory? Your road trip.
Oh,
so we're going to San Diego to go surfing for some fucking reason. Okay, so why not? So my first pick, I'm going to take Toad.
Okay.
All right.
Because you love these Super Mario 2 characters. They always pop up.
I fucking love Toad. Toad is like, he's like...
He's cool.
He rides in the glove box.
I wouldn't do that to Toad. He's shotgun the whole way. First of all, I'm driving because Toad can't, you know, touch the pedals. So,
he's short.
So I'm going to drive. Going to take Toad. Toad just seems like he's a cool guy to hang out with. He's like a drinking buddy.
Laid back.
He's laid back. He doesn't wear an undershirt.
He's wise beyond his years,
he's
too.
Not, he's not. We don't actually know how old Toad is.
Right.
But he also, like, he seems like, you know, he could, like, keep a secret if we do something fucked up somewhere down the line. So, like...
Like, he'll help you bury the body and never talk about it
we
again.
Accidentally, like, you know, run over somebody or, like, kill the hooker or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't keep a secret. Plus, he's good at digging. We all know this. He's probably the best digger.
Right. Actually, always take him in World 2 and 6, I think, are the desert
the sand
levels.
Ones, yes.
Yeah. I can just picture Rory. They kill the hooker. And Rory's just like,
I also
start digging. Toad. Start Toad. Digging, Toad.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Toad.
Shut the fuck up and start digging.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Another thing that's good about Toad, you know, he probably has good musical taste. I mean, he's a Rastafarian, so we got some good tunes going.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I mean, it's a long ride to San Diego. My second one, we're going to need a little eye candy. Mm-hmm. So, who are we going to take?
Princess Peach.
We're not going to take Princess Peach.
Okay.
We're going to change it up. I'm kind of over her.
She's
feel
a stuffy
like,
bitch.
Exactly. She's a little stuffy bitch. We're going to go with Pauline.
Pauline.
Pauline, which is the Donkey Kong bitch.
Okay, yeah.
I believe that's Mario's original lady friend.
Whoa.
Jeez, right. Pauline.
We're going to take Pauline because, you know, she's built. So, I mean,
yeah.
She doesn't need to do anything. We just got to, like, look, you know.
Is she built?
She's built. So, check her out. After you're done looking at Lara Croft,
right, let's Google that.
All right, Pauline.
Go to the computer.
She's stacked.
You can keep going.
Anyway, you can keep talking. Us weirdos Google a fucking cartoon character.
I know. I love how I'm putting in, like, Pauline Donkey Kong.
Show me these donkey tits.
The FBI is going to be knocking at my door.
She definitely doesn't seem like, you know, a stuck-up bitch. She's just a normal person. Donkey. She got caught up. I mean, she's dating a damn plumber, for Christ's sake.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She,
it's a noble trade.
It is. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you classist.
My point.
Oh, yeah. She's built all right. She's built all right.
Is she?
Oh, here.
Look at that
built woman.
Look at those 8 bits of glory.
Anyway, long story.
That's like negative 8 bits.
Nice dress. Okay.
It's probably not.
This one, she's dressed like Jessica Rabbit.
Okay.
It's a little better.
What the fuck was that?
You'll edit.
Was the FBI.
That was the
FBI. Go.
Right, you'll edit that out, right?
She's dressed like Jessica Rabbit here, so that's a little better.
Okay.
We get a better idea from
there.
Okay.
There we
still,
go.
Though. There we anyway.
I'm digging it. So, you
in
know,
any event.
I'm going to need a romance option while we're on the... Because Toad's not doing that. Get it out of here. He's Toad. Women don't respect short men.
Oh, you just hurt a lot of feelings.
Oh,
you just crushed a lot of...
They know it.
You're
they
such
know
a
it.
Dick.
Come on.
Oh, they do, but that's dick.
They do. And finally, I'm going to have a supplemental eye candy, but we're going to have a twist. Who am I going to take? I'm going to take Cortana.
Oh.
Because I can make her disappear. Okay? Am I right, men?
That's right.
There you go.
She gets naggy.
That's taking a lot of women, man.
Yeah, but she's a hologram, bro. All she does
I'm
is... What is she going to be, your navigator?
Here, what she does.
She's
a
hologram.
She can hang around, they can girl talk, and then I can kick her the fuck out when she gets annoying.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. She's the GPS, though.
Wait. So we got Toad, Pauline,
and two women.
Uh-huh. We have Drinking Buddy.
Yeah.
We have Eye Candy, and then we have Backup Eye Candy that can go the hell away when she gets annoying.
How about that?
Yeah, but.
What do you think? I'm going to get like a mechanic?
I feel like that's a really obnoxious like road trip crew.
Man. Oh my chatty.
God. Yeah, and is Toad
the whole time, man.
Toad's got the voice from the cartoon, like, hey Mario.
First of all, I choose to not think that's how Toad
sounds. What kind of car are you taking, by the way?
Oh, we have a hatchback.
Oh, a hatchback.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. It's perfect.
It's going to be snug.
Surf's up.
Surfboard strapped to the top of it.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking everybody going surfing, Beach Boys shit.
Now, will you be surfing when you finally get there?
Hell no, I won't be surfing. It looks like it's not that fun.
What looks like it?
Surfing. Surfing
would you rather play Dark Souls 3 or Surf?
Physical activity, Rory? No thanks. He'll play Dark
what
Souls 3.
What is it? 3. Dark Souls 3 or Surf?
I'd rather just keep playing the first level of Dark Souls 3 and continually declare victory.
Ah.
So, not
all
a
right.
fan.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. We'll get to me. First off, I wanted to take three characters types, that were right? real fun to hang out with.
Yes, that's the idea.
A few party animals.
Yeah.
All right? four, fuck.
But I wanted to keep, I don't know where I'm going. I've never been to San Diego. Okay. So I wanted three characters that knew where they were going.
Okay.
So I took Roger Rabbit, right? Okay. From California. He's from Toontown. That's in California.
Yes, it is.
Gotta take a Roger Rabbit. He'd be fun as shit to hang out with.
Yeah,
you go to a bar.
I believe the movie's based in Los Angeles, but okay.
Right.
But either way.
Right.
Toontown, USA.
Right.
Sure.
I took Alf. Alf hasn't done anything in a long time.
Alf.
Well, I'm kind of. I want to go on a road trip with three characters. Haven't done anything in a while.
How many cats are you going to bring for him to eat?
Alf. Well, that's the thing. Well, you got to hold back.
No, you got to feed him cats or he'll die.
Well, we're going to plenty of cities with cats.
Okay.
We'll get just to that point. Sure.
Which ones?
We'll get to that point.
No, which ones?
Which cities have the most
cats?
Which
cities are you going to?
I gotta discuss that one.
Okay, all right.
My third character, I'm taking one of the California Raisins.
So this is like the 80s mobile, right?
Right,
this is
awesome. Right. Well,
are you going in a DeLorean?
No, a Ford LTD.
Oh, beautiful.
Ford LTD, like a perfect. Big boat, a period piece. I wanted to do like a period piece road trip.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I had three guys from the same kind of era.
Awesome.
Late 80s.
Fucking right.
You know, we jumped in a car.
Why one of the Raisins?
He hadn't done anything in a while. Just to hang out with one of the Raisins.
He's giving him he's bored enough to
and
be my friend.
I right. feel like we're going to go through some towns where, music towns.
Right.
Where,
okay.
Nashville. Know, open mics. No, I was thinking Memphis.
There you go.
Okay.
Memphis.
Pretty cool.
We're going to hit up New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So that kind of goes out of the way, though.
There you go.
No, make, like, kind of like a
well,
U.
I'm thinking, yeah, but we go to Tennessee. That's like a day.
Sure.
To Tennessee.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we just go south.
Yeah.
And then we just hug that.
Mm.
We take the 10 all the way out to San Diego.
You hit up Dallas?
The 10.
I don't care about Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figured Roger Rabbit, all three of these guys, Alf was always up for doing fucked up shit.
Sure.
He'll screw they ended he'll that show on too. A cliffhanger? They never finished it.
I do not. What was
it was canceled?
By,
wasn't
it was caught by the FBI and then like,
yeah.
they canceled. The
oh
show.
My god! I don't remember
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yes, he was from Melmac.
Right,
I remember that.
True story.
And he ate
true
cats.
Story.
But he wasn't a Muppet.
He lived in the dryer.
He wasn't a Muppet. There was
did
a
live
it was
in the
a real guy.
I believe it was a
he lived. I think he lived in the dryer.
So
a,
you still haven't.
He was a real guy though.
Right. He was a
in
real
the
guy.
Suit. Well, in the suit. In
I
the
feel
suit.
Like they'd be really is annoying. All of them.
How would you think they would be annoying? First off, they all talk.
Yeah.
If the
take it easy.
If the radio didn't work. You could all talk to each other.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Talking what? Talking to Roger Rabbit and Alf?
Yeah, totally. And, definitely. Alf, not so much.
California Raisins?
Not so much Alf. Roger Rabbit? Oh, my God.
He would get on your nerves.
No, yeah. But he only gets on your nerves when he's drunk.
When's he ever drunk?
Think about if only we walked into scene. A bar in Memphis.
He got drunk in uh-huh. that movie?
They gave him alcohol, remember?
Oh, the two
yeah.
bits.
Yeah.
He can't drink. He's drinking whiskey.
And a haircut. Oh,
but, he's still annoying.
I mean, he's out of control. He's a lot to watch on the road. He's a lot to watch.
He
but
is
like,
bouncing off the fucking
think
walls.
Of it, think of it. Hang, going
he's
to
like
no bar.
ADD on meth.
Would you let him
he
drive?
No, well, he would never drive.
His,
no,
his car
drive.
Sucks
I don't
in
want
the game.
Him in the front seat. See, I would go old school. No cell phones. No
does
GPS.
He know where all the good barbecue joints are, though?
What's that?
Well,
that?
No, he doesn't have a map.
He doesn't have a map.
Right. They're going to New Orleans.
No,
so it doesn't matter.
I don't want.
Oh, okay.
I don't want a map. I don't want GPS. I don't
they
want
got
GPS
crawdads
in the car.
And shit there.
No cell phones. No nothing. California Raisin. It's the one with the. I don't know their names really, but it's the one with the sunglasses. That he wears them all the time.
Yeah, he's the coolest one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I think they all wear sunglasses.
Stretch.
Well, they were all good at different stuff. One guy played the bass.
Yeah.
One guy was real good at singing. The other guy played a piano.
No,
they don't require.
Wait, weren't there like three?
It was four, I think.
They're all dried
four
out.
Four or five. I think they were the, they weren't the four top. I think they were the Temptations. I think they were those guys.
Hmm.
I think they might have been. I haven't done
in
research
in dried
on
fruit
it.
Form, yes.
But yeah. It was possible. I think they might have been the Temptations, the singers.
Do you like raisins?
I like raisinettes.
Do you like raisins?
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
You don't like raisinettes?
When I see raisins
do you like movies with gladiators, Ryan?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I just get pissed off when they put raisins on stuff. I go, fuck, I don't want it now. It's like with nuts.
Really?
Nuts.
Certain things right. are okay with raisins.
No, I don't
so you don't
that.
Like right. Raisin Bran?
Oh, Raisin Bran's great.
I
love
raisins.
Raisin Bran, yeah.
What?
So then why don't you just have corn flakes?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not.
Or wheat flakes.
It's not Bran.
No, it's not. Bran flakes.
All right, have, there you go. Thank
right.
you. That's what I was thinking of. Bran flakes.
What am I, poor?
You're
I'm not going to buy
you're
Bran flakes.
Weird.
Get out of here. They come with two scoops of raisins.
Yeah, you know, so. What does that matter for you?
Yeah,
you don't
even
eat
like
the raisins.
less raisins, the better for you.
I hate raisins.
Jesus.
Ugh.
So, what don't you hate?
You.
Yeah, what the... that's so sweet.
That's podcast so sweet. Over. He's such a liar.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty good.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is delicious.
Dude, when that's on sale for like $2 a box...
Do you get in there, you buy like eight boxes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't go bad unless you open it.
No, it's fake. It's all fake.
It's all fake, yeah.
But yeah, my cast is... we show up in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time.
We go to show up. The war is going to be a good time. Yeah.
Well, think about it. We get all the women. Because all the women would think Alf is fucking awesome.
Sure.
Right?
What Why women not? Do you know? What, would they be terrified
they
of him?
Aliens.
Why would they be terrified of Alf? First of all, he probably has like shit stuck to his ass like a big fat dog. Are you kidding me?
Like a bear. He probably smells
all right,
like
whatever.
Shit.
He probably smells
Roger
awful.
Rabbit. He's cool. And the raisin, California raisin, he could sing.
He's the coolest guy you got.
He's very cool.
He's probably sticky.
Mm. Yeah. You know, they actually put out an album. California Raisins.
What, recently?
No.
Oh.
Back in the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s,
when they were a thing. They put out an album.
Recently?
You said yourself he hasn't done anything in a while. That's why you're taking him with you.
Well, I thought it was breaking news.
No,
I
wish I...
Not the Raisinets.
The California
Raisins came out with a new album.
Definitely old.
You know what I was going to do? Instead of Roger Rabbit at one point, I was going to do Crash Bandicoot. Is a bandicoot a real animal?
Bandicoots are real.
Is
Where are
really?
They from?
Yes, they're from Australia.
How about that?
I figured
Tasmania.
They were...
That sounds about right.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, but it'd be cool. I'm sure they're the California Raisin. I'm sure he could surf.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. He's so cool.
Roger would be funny to watch surf.
He probably heard it through the grapevine.
Oh!
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's my Motley Crue.
How about it? Good call. Yeah, what do you got, Mike?
So the three people I'm taking are going to be Silver Surfer, Mega Man, and Scrooge McDuck.
Okay.
And here's why.
All dudes.
That's cool.
Well, yeah. I don't need... Look, I have Pornhub on my phone.
Dude. Oh, you're
to be honest
phones.
With you, I don't need that kind of tie-up, you know, with women, right. You know. We're just going to go out there. Everyone's just going to be cool.
It's a golf trip.
Okay. Yeah,
guys
definitely.
Weekend.
Guys weekend.
All right. Bachelor party, right? It's
fucking
a bachelor
right.
party to go surfing.
Right.
There we go.
So I'm taking Scrooge, kind of the same, Scrooge McDuck, kind of the same reason that you're taking Laura.
Without the tits.
Lots of money, and I'd like to have a duck on the road trip.
Sure, why not?
Right?
Cute Ryan's little. Going to take a raisin, why not take a bird?
Why not?
Cute little duck with a top hat, right?
Uh-huh. You got a lot of bread.
I'm sure he'll bring some scotch along with him.
Right.
You know, so that'll liven things up a bit.
Yeah.
Mega Man, that's for protection, because we might be going through some... Weird,
tough areas.
Gary, Indiana.
Well, really weird
Carson
shit.
City,
Appalachia.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
right.
It's a lot of.
I'm going to need Mega Man to help me out.
Pick up some moonshine
on that one.
He'll have E tanks.
Yes, he
will. True.
Yeah, yeah. So we can definitely have the E tanks, and
I'll stand by.
He'll have if he has E tanks, we'll probably have E. Right.
Yes, you will.
So you're going to take club.
Oh
drugs.
Shit! So we're going to take E with a bunch of with a duck.
What kind of car are you taking?
With a duck. A Honda Accord.
Oh my!
I didn't think of that part, man.
Oh,
that was
shit.
The first one that popped
not
into my head.
Meet women.
It's a bachelor party, no women, and then Silver Surfer. See, I included the surfing thing,
so you could pick Silver Surfer.
So Silver Surfer is going to help us all fucking surf,
learn how to
when
surf.
We get to
I don't
San
think
Diego.
He has the patience for that. I'm just that's my gut feeling.
What to teach us how to
Silver
surf?
Surfer,
yeah but we're on the way to the surfing.
Oh, he's teaching you like the hotels, the motels.
Hotels, yeah. Right. He's giving us
Holiday
little tidbits
in.
Here and there.
Can he get off
right?
the surfboard?
Could he be the worst fucking superhero ever or what? He's
oh,
terrible.
Man. You know what? Good question.
I
he's like
he's
the
invincible.
Worst. Well, is he worse than Green Lantern?
Is he invincible? Yeah,
but in the game, he's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, he's awful. He's super,
right.
super weak. So
yeah.
I don't know why they made him that weak in the game.
The fucking music in
Aquaman
that game
shit,
is so
too.
Funny. The music in that game.
In what, Silver Surfer?
Yeah, it's fucking hysterical.
Yeah,
it's
I believe.
It's the most annoying
I mean,
music
I'm not
I've
really
heard.
Into Silver Surfer comics, but I believe he's almost invincible. And
I didn't know that.
He flies around. He's like linked with Galactus. Like,
whoa.
He's what?
Galactus. He's like a giant.
So my choice
Earth
is even better
monster.
Then.
But
Mike,
question,
you're with a fucking
my
super.
He's just lame. He's a fucking Silver Surfer. Who the fuck comes up with this shit? What a lame
Every
superhero.
Every time Mike runs off the road and hits a curb. He just dies. Silver Surfer dies.
Yeah. Mike touches the dashboard, dies.
Silver Surfer puts his seatbelt on, dies.
That is a good question, though. Can he live out of the water? Is that what you were saying?
My question is, can he get off the surfboard?
I
don't know.
I
don't know.
Saying.
He loses all his power, probably, if he is.
Somebody write in.
It doesn't make
somebody.
It really doesn't make sense. Somebody was stoned to shit.
At us right now for making shit up about Silver Surfer. It's like, they don't fucking know anything about Silver Surfer. What fucking assholes. I'll show them. We're going to get nasty letters.
Uninformed
Silver
fuckers.
Surfers.
It would be better if we got a nasty letter about the California Raisins.
California Raisins.
There's no piano player.
Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
I kind of feel like Silver Surfer would
They're
be like.
They're not the Temptations of the Four Tops, you fucking cunts.
They're Earth, Wind, and Fire, you asshole. I kind of feel like Silver Surfer, he would be like, what's the word I'm thinking? Mortified if you told him, hey, you want to go to San Diego and surf? I mean, the guy surfs in galaxies.
It's a piece of cake then if he's going to San Diego. Surfing in a galaxy is tough.
That's like asking if he wants
to go to San Diego. Is a piece of cake.
I don't know.
I told him that, he would have been like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Can you imagine Mega Man on a surfboard?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, that would be fun. The rust jet.
But maybe Silver Surfer. Maybe Silver Surfer's just in it for the journey. That's true.
Maybe he's going to teach us.
He wants to see the world.
Maybe he's going to teach us as we're going. Right. And then when we get there, he's just going to.
He wants to see the country's heart.
He's just going to be on the beach on his fucking surfboard, not even moving. Because he can't move, because if he touches a shell, he's dead.
Exactly.
Right. There's nothing in the heartland.
I don't know. It's hard to leave the East Coast.
Corn.
Well, if you had a map, you could find the barbecue.
Did you know that Mega Man loves pulled pork?
What do you mean? Like in real life?
I heard he's a brisket man myself.
No. Look, no? I spent all 3,000 miles with him.
Oh, okay. You already know.
Like pulled pork?
Okay. Huge pulled
Kansas
pork.
Kansas City barbecue.
Huge pulled pork fan. Do you imagine, and he stuffs his face. It's fucking
hot.
Barbecue sauce all over his
Mega Man
suit.
Is barbecue sauce Mike's coming down his face. This has devolved into some strange
Can we move on to the game?
This fucking shit is nuts.
Yeah, you all win.
I think we've had enough.
Everybody wins here. We all made it. We went surfing. Now it's time to go racing. Neo Geo Thrash Rally.
The music's there.
It's there. It exists.
That's right. This is Neo Geo's Thrash Rally. I actually really like the music of this game. It fits the game well.
No, I'm serious. The music is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think the sound effects are great.
And that's where
it's not an impressive.
Wow, really?
Powerhouse.
You really didn't like this one?
It's okay. I don't like not being able to see the turn in front of me. I don't want like a fucking icon that tells me which way the road's about to turn, like at the last second. I want to be prepared way ahead of time.
Right.
I don't like that top down. It needs to be like back a little further, like Mario Kart.
Right. So people that never played this game, it's an over the top, it's a top down racer.
It's a drift race.
Just before you get to a turn, the game pops up an icon of an arrow, this somewhat vague description of the turn you're about to approach.
Right.
And it is difficult to get the hang of.
And every car is different because they react differently. Yeah. But that follows an actual rally. I mean, have you ever watched Rally?
Yeah. I love watching that shit.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not big in this country. But like that's what it is. Like you'll have a guy in shotgun telling you
directions.
Right
the turn.
Turn
is.
It
is
left deep. Turn. Yeah. Right turn. Right. They're racing games. A rally is a racing sport, but it's not racing in the sense of say NASCAR first over the line. Yeah. It's racing in the sense of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you may be racing against people, but not really per se.
It took me a while to realize that.
They also don't race like nine people on the track at once. Usually like 5 minutes apart. So there's no way that you can run into each other.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was overtaking dudes, and I'm going, how am I still in fifth place if I overtook like three guys just there? And then I realized it was a time thing.
This was we take turns on the show about what we want to, you know, do an episode review about. This is one of my picks. And not just because it's Neo Geo, but this is a game that is underwhelming graphically. But in my opinion, it more than overcomes it with the gameplay and the fun factor. This game, to me, is a warm-up game, like Mario Kart.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I'll pop this thing in, because you can beat it in under 15 minutes.
I'd never beat this
game. No.
Well, you could if you were good enough.
If you were good.
I mean, it's very difficult. The races are timed. Like,
you didn't suck.
Yeah.
So do you suck at this game?
No. That was harmony, guys. That was pretty good. I actually think that this game is nearly impossible. That. Like, I don't.
I think we have two new California Raisins.
There's two game modes, okay? You could do a checkpoint-based game, which is almost like Rad Racer, where you hit checkpoints in your time. It's a straight-line race, and then you can do the world.
Everything's timed. Like, I don't know. I did the world championship thing, and if you didn't get to the end of it in time, you had to start over again, right? Like, there was a time. Like, every checkpoint, you had to get there in a certain amount of time.
Right, but if you complete the race, it's points based on your place.
Wouldn't let me complete the race because if I didn't make it to the
race.
No, I did. I completed like three of them, but it got to the point where it was so fucking difficult to finish a race and the problem is with the way it's done with the time, instead of letting you finish the race and punishing you in a different way, instead of starting over is if you hit a wall in the very beginning, it's over.
You're fucked.
It's over because you have to be immaculate. The run has to be immaculate. So you're just sitting there for 30 fucking seconds.
Right,
you're like, okay, well, I'll just sit here for 30 fucking seconds until it starts over again.
Right, not until you get the grease. Grease is the level where if you hit one wall,
Athens,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're totally fucked.
Well, it does
that
kind of
sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good game.
Monaco, then Kenya.
Right.
Then Acropolis in Greece.
Right.
Then it's Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's
I can't even get to Finland.
It's England. They just it's not specified. It's England.
I cannot beat Greece.
No, I mean
there's the third. It's the final checkpoint in Greece. Mm-hmm. No matter how well I do in the race,
go perfect.
I can't get to it. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I believe not all cars are fast enough to beat it. Like
I might have the wrong car.
It doesn't let you change the car. I couldn't find any way to change. It would just start me over in the beginning.
Correct. You can only pick a car once.
Oh, okay. Well, that's dog shit.
So is the game broken?
Take the fastest.
Big time broken.
Is it broken?
It's you.
You should be able to fuck up a couple times and still win. Like if you fuck up once, you're done. What's going on here?
I just don't like the game.
You hate it that much.
I don't hate it. Where's the red shell?
See, I like the world.
Where the fuck's the red shell? That's all I could think of the whole time. Where's the red shell? Where's the nitrous boost?
Again, it's not the greatest game ever, but it's a palate cleansing game for me, or it's a warm-up game.
I agree.
It doesn't take that much. It doesn't ask that much from you. To me, it's just straight up fun. I love playing it. I love the music.
Do you think it's addictive? I think it's addictive.
I love the drifting mechanic.
Yeah, it's very, because you always think you can do better.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? If you have to start over, you always go, I can do that. I can do that cleaner. And then the next time you do it better.
Depending on the car you pick, you may just play better with that.
What do you feel about the big truck? You know the big truck?
Well, that's the Paris
and it's
Dakar
only in the straight
rally.
Yeah.
That one's the joke one. I don't believe you can win with the trash truck, the Cimarron or
just
whatever.
Just for
it's
fun.
Yeah, when you hit things, it doesn't really affect you that much.
Oh, okay. Even the elephants? How did that happen? Oh, that was funny as shit. It's like, I just ran into an elephant. How did that get on the track? Dude, that's a big oversight there.
They
the
got
fucking
me so
elephants
many
on the
times,
track?
Those damn things.
Assholes.
It was like,
and then I killed them.
Yeah.
Then your kid just laid there dead, right? The cows.
It's awful. Yeah,
I'm murdering elephants and cows in my car, my rally car.
I'll tell you what.
That's a lot of oversight.
I play the
Who
game.
Who put this shit together?
I play the game every now and then. Like,
have
you get really fucking zoned
have
in.
Have you ever played with the Neo Geo Bios Chief?
No. I never played with Chief.
Try to see the other tracks. England is great. It has like a biplane that flies over.
How do you get to them again, Ward? Okay. The Bios Chief?
On a regular PC emulator, you can just do the cheats either from the tab menu, like MAME, it's tab, then cheats, assuming that you've enabled the cheats. Or,
right. RetroArch, how do you do
it? In RetroArch, you'll hold A, B, and C.
Okay.
And then tap start.
Okay.
If you hold start the way that I configured the pies, it goes into it goes into the it's like the dip switches. So you can set the difficulty different timing mechanics. Depending on the game, some of them have more bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Neo Geo cheats on the pie again. Hold ABC, tap start.
Mm. Okay.
If you hit start and select, obviously it quits. And if you hold start, it goes into the BIOS menu.
Good to know.
So interesting. Fun fact.
That is. I mean, that's good to know.
Play
seriously.
With the cheats. And, I mean, England's the best level. It has
really?
Like a plane.
Yeah, I never
and
even
it has
got
a train.
There.
And it has like a clacking train on two straightaways. I mean, again, the game is underwhelming graphically. It doesn't seem like it's a Neo Geo.
So if you
game.
Fire it up, it's not going to impress you right away.
No.
Hang with it.
It's so fun.
It's very addictive.
It's not trying to be pretentious. It's just like, let's make a game that's just fun.
The jumps feel good. When you go over, the moguls and jumps, there's something really cool. It feels good. Yeah, the engine revs, the car, and the car drops and it smacks down. It's awesome.
Stop.
That's got to be a drop.
Everybody stop.
That's
got to
be a drop.
Shh. Rory.
Yes. How does it go?
One more time.
I'm not going to do it again.
Oh. All right. Well, then we'll just isolate it and play it over and over again.
That's going to be a drum.
That's right.
That should start our show.
Rum. Rum.
Every episode now, that starts our show.
Rum.
But yeah, you're right, Roy. It's underwhelming graphically.
The most satisfying part is the drifting. The drifting is what keeps coming back.
Yep.
And the soundtrack that's with it. It doesn't
Typical Neo Geo.
Music's good.
It doesn't require much from you. right. other than precision.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a big time sink.
Right.
I don't even care if I only do like the first two levels and then I go, all right, I'll play something else now.
Yeah.
No, you really don't.
It's not the point of it.
Oh, like the graphics are cool. Like all the different zones, like the fucking snow level, fucking they throw mountains in, right. water and all kinds of shit at you. That's pretty cool.
But you don't sound as, you didn't feel an addiction to it.
Like Rory's calling it a warm up game and that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, which in a way, and I understand the same way that he means like, Mario Kart.
Right,
it's a warm-up.
Right.
I just don't know why you would pick this over Mario Kart as a warm-up game. If you're just going to play like three races or something.
It's more intense than Mario Kart. It's fast. You know, it's intense.
Depends how many
it's
CCs.
More, did you say it's more intense than Mario Kart?
Speed-wise.
Not at like 100
and precision.
CCs
precision, yeah.
Uh-huh.
yeah.
Mario Kart is much more precise.
In this game, you have to stare at a certain point. It's almost like a shoot-em-up. You don't want to look at your car. You look at your car, you're fucked. You're going to spin off.
Oh, like a shooter. That's just
right.
Okay,
right.
All right.
I just don't like the style of it. Like I said.
All right.
I mean, it's
not Gran Turismo.
It's not a terrible game. No, I know
Forza
that,
3.
And it's not a terrible Horizons. Game. It's just not. If I'm really not that big into racers.
Yeah.
And this is definitely not. If I am going to play racers, this is definitely not the way I want to do it.
All right. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10. I would give this game for fun factor. I mean, I would give it a 5.
Sounds like it would be higher for you than that.
I'm a hard raider, Mike.
He's a hard raider. Right.
This is not Forza. You know what I mean? So I got to give it like a 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. I'll give it a 4. 4 or 5.
It's not trying to be this.
No, I know.
I know it's not, but what am I rating 1 to 10? So I'll just give it a 5. It's a fun game to sit down and play for a half hour.
Right. I can tell you. Nobody knows what the fuck you're thinking.
I don't know. Nobody knows. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Sometimes I do, and it scares me.
Looking at my eyes.
I'm like, oh, no, I know what he's talking about. I'll just
look at my big eyes.
I'll just be quiet. A lot of times I'll just say, Ryan will just keep talking.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What was the game? There might have been like a ton of these, but like, what was the game in the arcades where it was like the stand-up, you had the pedal, you had to stand
like
up. Was it Cruising
F1?
USA or something USA? Like that?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. I used to love that game. Yeah.
That game was really fun.
You had the shift thing here and obviously the steering wheel.
What was that one where there were four? I always can't think of it. I feel like it was a rally game, but it was like just like pretty much like
Iron Man.
You're thinking
a super sprint.
Maybe.
No,
you had a pedal
and a
steering wheel.
Ivan something.
And
Ivan
a steering wheel, and it was real loose, and it kept going. Is that what's called? Super Sport?
Super Sprint.
Super Sprint.
Yeah, it was like
that
a group of cars
game
out there.
Was awesome, yeah.
I used to love
it. Yeah, they're little-ass cars.
Almost like RC
Pro-Am.
Man,
it was so fun.
Stuff,
only because of the fucking steering wheel.
Yeah. Playing racing games back in like the 80s, early 90s was a blast in
the arcade.
Yes, in the arcade, they were a blast.
I love Cruising USA, too. That was good. They put that out for consoles eventually.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't have like the same.
No, it's
you know,
not the
like
same, you're not in the car. Thing,
yeah, I'm a
down.
Big Rad Racer fan, but like I mean, it. I kind of feel Rad Racer is like what you're talking
very
about. You just play it real quickly.
Right. Yeah.
You lose. I can't even get past like New York, but like I would much rather do the games in the arcades back in the early 90s.
I played a game. I was with on the boardwalk with my brothers, and it was a newer racing game. And at first, I was like, I don't know, fucking. Care about this because it was just like one of those generic Need for Speed games.
Yeah,
just crazy. I'll tell you what, man. We sat down.
Roger,
the seats were ridiculous. There was like subwoofers and like music was blaring in your ears. And the sound would like rumble your seat. Dude, we were laughing our asses off. It was
really?
So much fun. It felt
you don't
like
remember
you were,
what it was.
It
you don't remember
like
what it was
you
called?
Were in a car. No, I really don't. I don't know. It was probably some generic name, but.
Uh-huh.
You felt all, every time you went over a jump, you felt it through your whole body.
Oh, that's cool.
And the music is like this techno shit. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was really cool.
That was fun.
All right, guys. So let's get the fuck out of here. What do you say?
All right, man.
Close this week out. Go Eagles.
Goodbye.
You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Find me. I'm Ryan at Emulate This.
Oh, that's right. You got a Twitter handle.
But I don't really post anything. I can't.
I know. You know. The show doesn't post anything. I got to really get better at
that. I'm going to pick
no
it up.
No wonder nobody likes us.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up a little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
We have no friends.
I try.
We all have no friends.
I'm
not just Rory.
I don't
have any friends.
All of us have no friends.
You can also email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. I'm going to work on the Twitter. I'm going to try to get better at this. Baby steps. Baby steps. I'll get better.
Are we done?
I promise. We're done.
Rum.